Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. On this start of the holiday weekend, Congress is now in the process of getting out of town for a week-long Memorial Day recess, or as they put it, working back in the home district. Well, let's get to work with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
What do Americans make of Congress not just this week, but 52 weeks a year?
Well, 19%. How's that for a number? That's the current May update. We do it every month on job approval rating for Congress from the American people. It's pretty terrible. We thought it might have gone up because in the past, when one party has taken over control of both houses, as the Republicans did starting in January, we've seen Republicans, or the party that's partisans behind the party that controls both houses, go up in their approval, and that brings everything up. But we're not seeing that. Now, Republicans are just a point or two higher than Democrats now in their approval, still miserable around that 19-20% rate. So that's why we're pretty static here at this very low job approval rating for Congress. And it just doesn't look like it's moving, even though there have been some signs that Congress has been cooperating more on a few issues, at least so far this year. We're just not seeing any kind of change from the American public.
So with that, what's the job approval rating for the Democrat in chief?
President Obama's job approval rating has been holding pretty well in the 45 to 48% range in our Gallup tracking most recently. And then we ask a separate question, just updated that, which is his overall image as a person. That's his favorable rating. Important to keep that distinction. The classic job approval is his performance on the job. The favorable rating is what you think about him as a person, and that's 53%. We just updated that, and that's the highest we've seen for Obama on the favorable rating going back to 2013. So all in all, Obama's not doing badly for this point in time, particularly compared to Bush, where he was back in 2007, because all of his ratings were much lower at that point than Obama's are at this point in his seventh year of his presidency.
The president this week delivered a commencement address to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, saying that climate change poses, quote, an immediate risk to our national security. Do Americans at large hold that issue in that sort of regard?
They don't. Maybe we need more speeches like that from President Obama and others. We've talked about it a lot before. We just don't see much evidence that the American public is highly concerned about climate change and global warming, no matter how many speeches like that we hear and how many scientists put evidence out. The top problems are dysfunction in government in Washington and the economy. Race relations has come up a little. 8% of Americans say race relations spontaneously is the top problem facing the country, given a lot of our recent incidents. But we look and we look and we look for Americans to tell us it's global warming or climate change. And actually this month, we don't find any mentions at all. It doesn't even round up to 1%.
Climate change to any extent certainly has global implications. And I'm wondering with that, does Gallup survey worldwide about attitudes about President Obama?
Well, the question we ask worldwide in our Gallup World Poll is, do you approve or disapprove of the job performance of the leadership of the United States? We don't put the specific name in, but most likely people are thinking of the president when we ask that. When we put it all together over well over 100 countries where we interviewed last year, 45% approved. That's actually down some. And there are differences. Interestingly, countries in Africa have the highest regard for U.S. leadership, an average of 59%. The lowest is in Asia. That's down at 39%. Europe, 41% approval for U.S. leadership. And in the Americas, North and South America, minus the United States, it's at 44%, about average for all the countries. So not terrible, but not extremely high regard for U.S. leadership when we interview people around the globe.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.